Sunday, 9 a.m. is Bible study in Mickey's room. This week, Bible study, we're not sure of the day because of the town meeting. Joel, what is decided about?
No,
we're going to pass this week?
Yep.
Okay, passing it. And on Thursday is choir practice, though? Yes? Okay, 6:30 to 8. Everybody welcome. May the 17th, this Tuesday at 11 a.m., we are having a ladies' luncheon and prayer time at Judy Fay's, and there will be a speaker there. It should be a very good time, so please try to make it. The potluck is May 22nd with a gospel concert, an afternoon of outreach. Please plan to attend. May 27th, 8 a.m., Veterans Recognition Breakfast, 9 a.m., Ceremony, Tantaskwa Junior High. Let Hank know if you will be attending. Farmer Market begins May 28th. Prepare to share. And June 11th will be the Strawberry Missions Festival. Are there any other announcements?
Hank needs to know today. So if you're a vet and you want to go to breakfast at Tantaskwa, let Hank know today so he can let them know.
I have an announcement too.
Okay.
Any of the ladies that filled out the Secret Sister paperwork, see me after service. We'll exchange our Secret Sisters today. Okay.
All right. Gail, did you?
Yes. Is it Franklin Graham? He is going to a number of states this week if you keep him in prayer. I think the first one is Missouri. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's in Midwest states.
Okay, that's it. Now prayer requests. Prayers for Bob and Judy, Alma and Charlie, and all who battle Parkinson's. Prayers for our cancer warriors, Rich's daughter-in-law, Jacob, Roger Corboy, the Reverend Bob Wellner, and Karen's friend Dee and her husband, and all our cancer warriors as they battle cancer. Continued prayers for Jacob, baby Luke, Angelica Ward, Alexis, as well as all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren that need healing, the doctors and nurses that treat them. Continued prayers for Austin Clark, Lisa's mother, Rich, Paul Lavoie, and Priscilla Varney. Are there any other prayer requests?
Yeah,
Yes.
My sister's going in for open heart surgery tomorrow.
Your sister?
Valve replacement.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry.
My sister is going in for open heart surgery.
What's her name, Hank?
Mildred.
Mildred. Heart?
Karen's got more tests this week.
Is there any word on, Jackie? Anyone have word on Jackie?
I do. I talked to her last night, and she's still in a lot of pain. She is able now to get the boot on, but she really can't walk. They gave her a boot rather than a cast.
Wow.
So it's been 2.5 weeks now. That's what keeps her in prayer.
Anyone else? Okay. Mike? Lexus is going Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeannie?
Well, I was just going to say that
Alexis
surgery is Friday, so
okay.
Today.
That's it? Okay, if you can, please stand for the call to worship. Oh, Kelly, I'm sorry.
My cousin Abby is having an ACL repair at Children's Hospital on the
18th. Okay. All right, thank you. You want that.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
It's good to be all gathered here as always on Sunday morning. And this is Pentecost Sunday. It's also Police Sunday. I talked to some of the officers from town this past week at Police Recognition Week. Had the opportunity to shake their hand, tell them they're doing a fine job. And when they pull you over and you don't want to see them, they probably don't think that. But if you live down where I live, down in Wrinkle Village, they are in and out of there with the fire department 2-3 times a week, and we're always glad to see them. This is also Mission Sunday. It's Mission Sunday. What's our mission?
Spread the gospel.
Right.
To
spread
the gospel.
Spread the gospel. And it's Pentecost Sunday, so on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down and landed on everybody's shoulder and woke them up. You come to church on Sunday morning, you come in, you listen to the gospel group play, and you visit, and you begin to wake up. And our mission is interesting. As I looked at the mission statement and it's Mission Sunday and missions work, this type of thing. We do a lot of different things and we support a lot of different things. Barbara just walking in the back. We support ALS walks. We support missionaries in different fields. And as I look for something to go with the Pentecost theme and for Mission Sunday, I never listened to Glenn Campbell a whole lot as he wandered around. But he wrote a song called Try a Little Kindness. And the lyrics go, if you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load, from the seeds he sowed. I never sang that part because I didn't listen to the words. But it was always interesting. If you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, you will overlook the blindness of narrow-minded people on narrow-minded streets. And that's the message of this Sunday and every Sunday, is try a little kindness. Get away from yourself. Get outside of your own self and be the messenger that God wants you to be. A bunch of folks got together yesterday with kayaks. Some of us loving husband went down and helped out. And as we've grown and continue to grow, we start to have a lot of things that go on that come together, and they start out as, hey, I'm going kayaking, would you all like to go? And it turns into a communion service and meditation and fellowship out on a lake. That's nice. The ladies getting together this week to go to Judy Faye's and have fellowship and take the opportunity to fellowship with a lady who's taking care of her husband and can't get out all the time, that's nice. As the summer goes on, the farmer's market will come back. We'll gather, the men generally gather around a pie, and we have pie fellowship. And that's not, because it's all a little kindness. It's all taking the opportunity to get together and share. So if you turn to 292, it's called the Holy Spirit Promised. 292. It's broken up into paragraphs. We'll start on Ed's side over here, do the first paragraph, you folks will do the second, we'll go back and forth, and the last paragraph we'll do all together. So, 292, the Holy Spirit promised, reading starting on this side, reading,
If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him, because he receives him, nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you, and will be in you.
It is for your good.
I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what he has yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from his mind and making it known to you.
All this I have spoken
while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid.
Peace I bring to you, my peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day and for every day. We thank you for the sunshine, for the rain that renews. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to come together this Sunday and every Sunday, openly and freely, in a nation that allows us to worship you, Father. Worship you with enthusiasm. We pray on this Pentecost Sunday that we would be lifted up and renewed, that we'd get away from ourselves and get into you, that we would be lifted up, filled with the Spirit, walk the walk, talk the talk, do the work you need us to do, and do it gladly, and do it with enthusiasm, that we would be touched with the fire today, and that fire would burn brightly in us as we move through this day and every day. And now, Father, as we prepare to be renewed, lifted up, and healed, we gather together in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Descend upon my heart. We'll do first, second, and last verses. 1, 2, and 5.
Spirit of God.
another couple comments on announcements and things that are coming up. The concert that's coming next week, if you want to sing, it's not too late. We have a variety of folks that are going to be doing different songs. Also, invite everybody. I sent the flyer out to the churches in the area so that they all know. And then come and, bring, as Howard said, bring your best dish. And prepare for fun fellowship. An opportunity to come and share in the fellowship. So if you can't, if you happen to be working next week and you can't make the service, but you can make the gospel conference, come to that. If you've got something going on and you can't make church or the gospel conference and you want to come eat, come do that. This is a multiple event. You don't have to do them all. You can pick out the ones you like, but it's a great day of fellowship. If we happen to get really lucky and the weather is hot, 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 we're going to move the festivities outside. We'll be under the pavilion performing for all the world to hear. If it's a little chilly around the edges, then we'll be in here. But it should be a wonderful time. The other thing, I don't know if any of you have a or know of a good working refrigerator. Our refrigerator committed suicide downstairs. So it was sad. We gave it last rites, and we're going to send that bad boy.
Anyone see the signs? Did anyone reach out to help?
It was still breathing, but unfortunately, the freezer unit was breathing hot air. It was. The good news was it helped keep the heat warm down there. But
there's a new hole in the ozone layer.
This is true. But yeah, so see me after church if you've got one floating around or you know one. Otherwise, we'll go to that great place of appliances where Hank goes on a regular basis to the Lowe's store and get it there. Mike?
You're covered.
Okay, cool. Time to share from the bounty that God has given us. We are abundantly blessed. We're blessed in so many different ways. Memorial Day is coming up. A bunch of the vets, we were on Howard's show on Friday, and I got to sit and visit and talk about all the blessings that we have on the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. Invite all your friends and neighbors that serve and have served. Make sure they know they're welcome to come. We'll post the memorial services here in town. And just a great time of sharing a nation that's founded on God. I don't care what you read. Go ahead, Rich.
And it's also the 150th year of Memorial Day. So this is a big significance. Mm-hmm. If folks can show up for the memorial service, I know it's kind of sketchy. You have to stand across the street to get it in, but we would appreciate the turnout that show our men and women to support the day we serve.
Absolutely. We, you know, we have a lot of folks that still serve. I told Kelly I talked about her on the show. I talked about Bridget on the show. Yeah. And you know, folks that serve not only in military forces but serve in the community. I talked about the police, the firefighters, and the first responders and those folks. So be aware of all the things that are going on. It's a busy month. We've got concerts. We've got ceremonies. We got it all, baby. It's a beautiful thing. And now you're going to have the opportunity to share from your abundance. Look around at one another. You are abundantly blessed. As the ushers come forward, count your blessings and share. And then share the best gift, the offering that you give all week long. The ushers will come forward.
Majesty and glory.
T-shirt say?
Learning is magic.
Learning is magic.
Yeah.
Learning is magic. That's what we come for every Sunday. Renewal and to feel that magic. If you go to Bridget's classroom down at Central High School, go in there, you'll see the magic. You come here every Sunday to be renewed and lifted up. The anthem was called Lifted High. Some of you were lifted high. Some of you were afraid to be lifted high because some of you folks still aren't convinced that church is okay to have fun. Church is okay to be lifted up. This is Pentecost Sunday. You're supposed to be filled with the fire.
Hallelujah.
That's it. Join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity to share from our abundance. For Father, you bless us so richly. You lift us up and you give us so much. Help us to be filled with that fire. Help us to be filled with your Spirit. Help us to not have it be contained, Father. Help it to spill out so that others can share that joy and feel the Spirit. We ask all these things and we ask blessings on these gifts as well as the giver, that you utilize them and multiply and magnify them and help them expand our mission, Lord. For our job is to go and tell and tell and tell the old, old story. We lift them up to you, Father, through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All the children, come down front. Do that.
Look at all the goodies you've got there. Oh, so you gave her those goodies? What a good friend you are. Sit there next to your friend. Good spot. It's always good to sit next to your friend, huh? You know you have another friend that's squeezing in right here, and here, and here. It's Jesus and it's the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going to leave, but I'm going to send a really good God. It's going to be the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's going to be like the best friend of all, because he's going to give you good advice when you need it. He's going to help you remember things when you need to remember things. And guess what else he's going to do? He's going to help you get excited about Jesus. When you get excited about Jesus and you want to start dancing and singing and clapping your hands and jumping up and down, guess who's helping you do that? The Holy Spirit. He's a really good guy. Yeah, because the Holy Spirit was right there when he was helping you. He probably was like doing this. Well, you stand up for me. I don't want you to know how you're doing. He was probably doing this. Hey, let's do this. He was helping me just like that. Because he's such a great guy. You can't see him, but he's there all the time. He is invisible. But we can know he's there when he helps us to do really good things, when he helps us to remember important things, when he helps us to clap and praise and worship and get excited about Jesus and tell other people about Jesus. Because that's what happened. That's what happened the very first time. People got excited and they started telling other people about Jesus. Isn't that great? Don't you want everybody else to know about Jesus too? You want the Holy Spirit to come up behind everybody and go, hey, come on, clap for Jesus, right? All right, so let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us right now. Jesus, I ask that you would just send your Holy Spirit on each child, on each person in this building, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that you would fill each one of us up to overflowing. Help us to remember that you sent him to us to help us, to give us the courage we need to share the gospel and to get excited, Lord Jesus. Father, I ask that you help us to be excited every single day, every single minute. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Continue service with 721. Shine, Jesus, shine. 721.
Thank you.
opportunity to come and talk to God, take a few minutes and be quiet. Hear God's voice. Lift up all the folks on our prayer request. We'll add folks like Hank's sister Mildred. Lift up Karen for the test that she's got coming on. Lift up Jackie with her foot. Lift up Abby and Kelly's cousin. She's having a fundraiser?
No, she's having ACL surgery.
ACL surgery, okay. Well, that was more than enough to talk about and to pray about. We just started the book of Romans in Bible study before church, and we looked at the book of Romans, and in the beginning, Paul introduces it in kind of an interesting reading. He talks about Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh and declared to be the Son of God with the power, the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. This is Pentecost. And the power of Pentecost in Peter's sermon in Acts, I put it in the bottom of the bulletin. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Everybody likes gifts. Everybody likes a gift along the way. But you're going to get the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are afar off, for all who will call the Lord our God. It's a gift for you and your children and your grandchildren, your friends and neighbors, folks that are casual acquaintances, or anybody that you run into. It's a gift. And the gift of Pentecost is enthusiasm. The gift of Pentecost is realizing your talents and being filled with the fire so that you open those gifts and utilize them. So join with me in prayer as we lift up folks that need prayer. Lift up your joys, lift up your concerns, and share. Father, we lift up all the folks on our prayer list. We particularly pray for the children, the Jacobs, the baby Lukes, the Angelica Wards. We pray for folks that are having surgery, like ACL surgery, and Karen that's having tests, and Hank's sister that's having surgery. We ask, Father, that you bless them and bless the doctors and nurses that treat them, that you lift up all our folks on the prayer list, that you put your hand on them and that you fill them with your Spirit, Lord, that you fill them with the message of Pentecost, that it's a promise for them and for all their children. We ask, Father, that you bless our nation as we move toward Memorial Day. We pray for prayers for next week for the gospel conference and the potluck, that many would come and that they would come and explore and be filled with the Spirit, that the Spirit of God would come, that they would pray the sinner's prayer, that they would come forward, accept Jesus, be baptized, and that they would be filled with the Spirit, that their gifts would be opened. We pray for our men and women that are deployed around the world, all our military personnel, for the families that wait for their return, that they hold them close in the palm of their hand, Lord. We pray for our police officers. This is National Police Recognition Week. We pray for our firefighters, our EMTs, and the first responders, and for the families that wait for them every time that they're deployed and they go out to fight a fire or to help somebody that has a physical need. We pray, Father, for all folks that put themselves in harm's way. Father, we pray for our leaders, local and national. We pray for wisdom during the coming elections. We pray for blessings on small towns like Wales that are the fabric of a nation, a fabric of a nation blessed by you, Father. A nation that will continually be blessed by you if we turn back to you, Father, and lift you up. And now, Father, we add our own individual prayers.
Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you so much for my church and the Lord and all the folks who meet here on this beautiful hill, this wonderful Lord. is be with my family, Lord. You know what my children's individual needs are, Lord. Just help them with that. Help them to grow. Help them to further their walk and help them to you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for this bright new day. Morning, Lord. Thank you for this church, this community. Thank you, Lord, for all your children. There are so many people that are doing here. I wish they had known it. Lester, and why that's still on the list. Please be with them. And everything they need to, Lord. Please be with Beverly as she goes to rehab today. Helping to get through the next few weeks.
Thank you, Brother Greg, that you've done for us and people, those who need help with their medical problems. Thank you, Lord.
Morning, Lord. I praise you and I thank you for all the blessings that you have. Please be with Gilbert tomorrow with the doctors and nurses and help to soften her heart and to bring her closer to you, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God, for all the blessings.
Thank you, God,
for all of the gifts that you have empowered us. I pray that you open our eyes to them and show our graciousness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Prayers for my church family. My voice is just so clear. Especially the Lord of Mercies, during the snap night.
Dear Father, I'm thankful today for this place that we have to worship. I'm real thankful for my sister Terry. Thank you that she rounded up folks that wanted to out in the water and play and fellowship and worship. I'm just thankful that she put it under the altar to offer us. I pray for Alexis. Please put your hand on her during her surgery by the doctors and just keep her safe. Today I just want to thank you for giving me a godly husband. I can serve
you.
In Jesus' name.
God, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the spirit of all of us that is in this church. I thank you for your family. Please be with us as we travel.
Prayers for mom, she gets used to her new home. Thank you for all her joys this week.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Dear Lord, I'm glad you looked up Lexi and Mike and Linda and the doctors that this girl's without a hitch. Good, and you're right there. We pray for Karen and her test too, that works out to help her, and for Jackie and her pain. I just thank you for blessing us and loving us so much.
Thank you for that, Lord, for the wonderful life that you've given me and my family, my two boys, and two granddaughters, the church family, all the people in the church there, and suffering with illness and tests. My daughter-in-law, in your prayer, she starts her about 6 months into the community tomorrow. But with the prayers that come out of this church, I think they will die without a hitch. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you for the gift of this day. I too lift up Alexis and her surgery on Friday. I just prayed with doctors and nurses to treat her. Kind and gentle with her, and everything goes well according to your plan. I also give Karen her needs and give Jackie as well. And I just looked at my granddaughter Stephanie too, Lord. Please help her.
Thank you, Lord.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this beautiful day, Lord, for the rain last night, Lord. Pray for little Jacob, Lord, that you watch over him, Lord, and I pray he's making a recovery, Lord. Bless his parents, Lord, encourage them, Lord, let them walk with you every single day, Lord, and protect them. Pray for Sister Jackie, Lord, that you help her with a foot problem, Lord. Every day she gets better, Lord. Keep her close to you, Father God. Pray for our dearest pastor, Lord, that you watch over him, Lord. Fill him with the Holy Spirit today as he preaches your message. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Loving God, we thank you for this beautiful day. We just pray for peace and joy and love for everyone. And for those that are traveling, we just pray for safety and a good time when they're learning different things. We thank you, dear God, for everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.
I lift up prayers and hope for everyone going through medical procedures this week. Betty's sister Mildred, Karen, and Alexis's surgery, and continued prayers on our knees for my coworkers, Sarah's son Jacob, who's this week suffering the hellish indignations of the radiation that they had to give him even a slight chance. Roller coaster doesn't even begin to describe what they're going through. Keep them in prayer.
Father, we come before you. We come before you in the quiet, we come before you in the thunder, we come before you in every day and walk of our lives when there's a need, we come to you. We come to you, Father, and we lift up our prayers, spoken and unspoken, knowing that, like a good father, that you're there anxiously awaiting to hear us. Even the small details of our day, even the small issues in our life, and then the big issues, Father, we know you're always there. And we lift them up to you knowing that you have a plan for good, not for evil, that you have an abundance that you want to share with us. And so, Father, we lift up our prayers to you. We ask, Father, that not only do we know you're going to hear the prayer, but give us the patience and the desire and the open heart and mind to hear your answer. And then have the heart of a warrior to go forward with the correct direction, Father, and do your work. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. It's located on page 119 in your pew Bibles of the New Testament, if you'd like to follow with me. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language?" This has been a reading of our Lord's holy word.
Thank you, Jane. Join with me in prayer. Father, each week we come and we ask that you would come and put your hands on each person here. that you'd open our hearts and minds, that you'd lift us up, that you'd surround us with angels, that you would give us the ability and desire to hear your voice, to feel your touch, to hear your message, and then to go do it. On this Pentecost Sunday, help us to be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. If you were out in a kayak yesterday, stand up. Gail's in the back room. Now, if you don't have a kayak and you're thinking about buying one because of the folks out in the kayak, stand up.
Come on, everybody.
Filled with the fire. Have you ever gotten anything you were so excited about that you wanted one right away?
Yes.
That you wanted to go do it right away. Have you ever been filled with the fire where you had to have it, where you wanted to do it right now? You just couldn't wait and you wanted to go tell everybody about what a wonderful experience you had. That's what happened yesterday on Lake George. On Lake George, they pushed the little kayaks out. Jack and Joel and Art and I came and we pushed the kayaks out and sat on Lake York. Yes, Steve. And we sent them out and we sent out mere mortals, just flesh and blood women. We sent them out into Lake York, pushed them out. Gail, Joel, you and I have not talked. How was Gail when she got back home?
Excited.
My wife came home and we're good. I gotta tell you, I'm hoping to keep her under wraps till I can get a deal on a kayak, because otherwise we're paying full price. But there's an excitement. Have you ever been that excited? When you first got the Lord, Kelly, you and I didn't rehearse at all. You and your dad got baptized at the same time, right?
Yep.
Was that exciting? Joel talked about it once in a while, and there's a globe that comes over. Do you remember what it was like when you stood up and you come forward and you said, I'm going to do this today? I remember when Bridget said, I want to get baptized. I want to get baptized. She was one of the first folks I think I baptized.
And it was cold.
It was. And we like it cold. We don't want it, none of the sissy baptism. We want it cold. And if there's ice, it's even better. Because we're filled with the Spirit. But have you ever felt that fire? Jesus' followers had been in hiding. And Jesus kept coming back and appearing. He kept coming back and appearing. And he kept coming back and appearing. And then he finally says, I'm leaving. And we've all had folks that have gone home to be with God, and that's hard. But think of the disciples. They had the ups and the downs. They had the ups of following the Messiah. They had the ups of the parade into Jerusalem. They had the downs. I've seen them arrested, beaten, crucified. They had the downs of him being in the tomb. They had the downs of being persecuted and hiding because they were afraid. And then he's resurrected. But they're still afraid. They're resurrected because they're still afraid that folks are going to come persecute them. But he keeps coming back. And then he said, I'm going to go away. And he talks in the words that I talk about at every funeral service that I've ever done. He talks about, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. And then he throws a hitch in the giddy up on the way through. I'm going to send you a comforter. And they all went back and they waited. They said, the comforter's coming. There were about 120 people in that gathering at that little church. And they were gathered there, and they were in prayer, and they were waiting. They were waiting because God said, I'm going to send it to them. Our Bible study today, we talked about praying to God and wait for an answer. Because we
you get excited. There's stuff that needs to be fixed, and we want to fix it now, because we're fixers. And sometimes we go to fix it, and we get the wrong part. Hank and I, not only do we look alike, sometimes we fix stuff alike. Hank needed a toilet handle for his toilet. He went into Lowe's. He went to the fix your toilet section. He knew what he had to do. He knew how to do it, but he had not prayed over it. And he got a toilet handle that goes from the front. And when he got home, his toilet handle's on the side. Simple illustration of our lives. Simple illustration of our lives. We're going to fix it. Nate's a fixer. Nate gets paid to fix stuff all the time. Yep. Nate's lying to you to fix it right or it blows up. But we're fixers. And we need to wait. But we don't need to wait forever. Because like the kayakers that went out yesterday, they left, they went out, and I got the... Joel, did you get the narrative of coming together in a circle with the paddles crossed?
Yes.
They wanted to tell the story. They wanted to tell the whole story of how they went out and they went around the lake. And then Terry brought them all in and they put paddles across and formed a circle. And they shared the bread and they shared the cup and they sang a song and they said a prayer and they had a service and they were filled with the Spirit. Sometimes I wonder if y'all are alive. Sometimes I do. Yeah, the anthem today was outstanding. We had Mike dancing in the back. I had Gail was sitting there singing. Gail was, you know, and Gail, I like to watch different folks. Gail on occasion will cook. When she commences to sing, Gail's in Gail land. She don't know that Joel's there. She don't know whatever else is going on. She's just singing away. We sang a hymn, and I was going to tell Kelly after the service, but I'm going to tell you now. I forget which hymn. Shine, Jesus, Shine. You like that song. I got to tell you, I could hear you singing up front. Oh, well, you know, and Tom and I do this all the time. There'll be somebody that comes in, and I'll say to Tom, somebody really likes this song, because I can hear it sing. But Shine, Jesus, Shine. You were hugged up next to Nate. But you were all by yourself. You were just using him as a leaning post. But that's filled with fire. Filled with the fire is when you're so enthused and so in the moment that you're going to do what God wants you to do. And sometimes we overthink it. Sometimes Hank and I get the other way. Sometimes we underthink it. You need to pray in all things, big and small. Toilet handles, big decisions in life. Pray about them all, and God will show you the correct way to go. God will guide you along the way. But don't lose that enthusiasm. That's why we do the kids' service out here, because they are touched. They're filled with the Spirit. They don't lose that enthusiasm. Paul gets up and he preaches. He delivers a message from the book of Joel.
In honor of Joel Jim. No, other way around.
He gets up and it says, Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, Men of Judea, I got something to tell you. I got something to tell you. And all who dwell in Jerusalem, let it be known to you and heed my words, for these men are not drunk, since it's only about the third hour of the day. But here's what the prophet Joel said. It'll come to pass in the last days, says God, and I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I'll pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show you wonders in heaven above and signs on earth below, blood and fire and vapors of smoke, and the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it'll come to pass that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And all God's people said,
Amen.
That's your message. Your message is to tell the story. Your message is to tell it and tell it and tell it and tell it. Your message is to not overthink it. Your message is to not be in the poor me mode. Your message is to be in the great expectations mode. Because fellowship in the Spirit can occur anywhere. Even on Lake George in a kayak.
even on Lake George and Aconcagua. But you got to be willing to participate. Jesus Christ is not a spectator sport. Walking the walk is not a spectator sport. Smiling, laughing, and having enthusiasm is not a spectator sport. You need to either fake it till you make it, or you need to just regroup, because you've got a lot to be happy about. You've got a lot to be happy about. You've got a God that knows the answer to every question that you need an answer to. You've got a God that can heal you when you need healing, that can raise you up when you're tired, that can carry you when you're too weak to walk yourself. That's our God. Our God is an awesome God.
Amen.
So this week, be a little spunky. Walk with an attitude. Smile like you got a secret. Then share the secret, because that's what being a Christian is. Be a highly motivated, well-oiled piece of God's machinery, and tell the story, and tell the story, and continue to tell the story, and you will bless your children, your family, and everybody that you come in contact with. And all God's people said,
Amen.
580. It's our closing hymn. It's called Jesus Calls Us or the Tumult. If you haven't got any tumult, you probably will have. This is Mission Sunday. My collectors are coming back up to collect for missions. Our missions money goes to support the children that we have adopted. It goes to do outreach work with shelters and those types of things. It helps to support Ben Buckland and our other missionaries. So the ushers are going to collect the missions offering while we sing with enthusiasm, 580. This missions money, that it would help sustain the Ben Bucklands of the world, that it would help sustain and lift up the children that we've adopted, that they will hear your voice and see your face through the support that this money brings. We ask that you bless these gifts as well as the giver. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
That as we finish this service, our real service begins, that we march forward proudly, able, Lord, by your grace, mercy, and direction, to do your work. We lift up all these things to you through your Son, Jesus, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.